Nichols and May rose to fame during the 60s, an age for many of anxiety and psychoanalysis. The relaxed comedy of the 50s, Burns and Allen, Lucy and Desi, was giving way to more realistic sketches and tense depictions of modern life. Nichols and May's famous mother and son sketch spawned a new genre of comedy called Jewish mother humor, and it became an example of humor that was painfully funny.
Hello.
Hello, Arthur. This is your mother. Do you remember me?
Hi. Mom, hi. I was just going to call you. Is that a funny
Arthur,
thing? You know that I had my hand
Arthur,
on the phone.
You were supposed to call me last Friday.
Mother, darling, I just didn't have a second and
you
I could cut my throat.
Second.
I was so busy.
Arthur, I sat by that phone all day Friday.
It was just work. And
all
darling,
day Friday night.
I kept thinking, I got to call Mom.
All day Saturday.
Oh, listen, believe me.
All day Sunday. And your father said to me, Phyllis, eat something. You'll faint.
Darling,
I said, no, Harry, no. I don't want my mouth to be full when my son called.
Mom.
He never called.
Mother, I was sending up Vanguard. I didn't have a second.
Well, it's always something, isn't it?
Okay, honey.
You know, Arthur, I'm sure that all the other scientists there have mothers, you know? And I'm sure that they all find time after their breakfast or before their count off
down
to pick up a phone and call their mother.
Honey, listen, now you have
you
me on the phone.
You know how I worry.
Well, I do. That's the point.
I read
that's
in the paper how you keep losing them.
Mother! I don't lose them.
Well, I nearly went out of my mind.
Okay, honey,
I thought, what if they're taking it out of his pay?
All right.
Don't even write me a letter.
Right,
is that
it.
So hard?
Okay.
I'm your mother.
Right, mother, look, darling, please.
I'll send you
Mom,
the stamp.
Dear,
it's
please,
so hard
don't.
To write
just
a mother
tell
letter.
Me how you
That's
are,
so
Mom.
Hard.
Tell me how you are. How are you?
I'm sick.
I'm sorry to hear it. I really am. What's wrong?
Nothing. You know what it is, honey.
Yeah.
The same thing it's always been.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
It's my nerves.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I went to the doctor, and he told me right out.
Yeah,
he said, listen, Mrs. White,
who
are you fooling?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You are a very nervous, very high-strung woman.
Yeah. Well, God knows that's true, yeah.
And you cannot stand the slightest aggravation.
Well, yeah, sure,
well,
yeah.
I said, doctor, I know that.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah, of course.
I said,
but
you see, doctor, I have this son. And he is, it's the truth. The boy is not lying. He is, he's very busy. You see, doctor, he's too busy to pick up a phone and call his mother.
Honey, listen, Mom,
well,
dear,
Arthur,
I want you to tell...
Well, Arthur, when I
Mom...
said that to him, that man turned pale.
Right, dear, Mom.
He
Mom.
Said, Mrs. White, Mom. I have been a doctor for 35 years,
right.
And I've never heard of a son too busy to call his mother.
Right, Mom, dear,
That's
listen,
That's just what he said to me, Arthur.
I know, honey,
And that man is a doctor.
Mom, Mother, please, dear. Will you just tell me, what did the doctor say they're going to do with you?
Well, I may be in the hospital for a while, so,
The hospital?
Yes, the hospital.
Well, but what are they gonna do?
Well, they'll x-ray my nerves.
Mother, why didn't you let me know? All you had to do
honey,
was drop...
I thought you were gonna aggravate
well,
yourself. I wouldn't
I
have brought it up.
Aggravate
don't,
myself
don't. It's a little tiny... It's nothing, forget it. How's your hangnail?
All right. Mother,
yes.
Please, just don't worry.
Arthur... What does that mean? Honey, what does that mean, don't worry?
Nothing, actually. I don't know. I just said the first thing that came into my head. It was a
Arthur,
mistake.
Arthur, listen to me. I'm a mother.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, you know. I should have realized,
What's
and I didn't.
What's the use of talking,
no, it was a mistake.
You know?
I'm sorry. No,
you're very young.
Well,
Someday, Arthur,
Mom.
You'll get married.
Mom?
And you'll have children of your own.
Mom.
And honey, when you do, I only pray that they make you suffer the way you're making me. That's all I pray, Arthur. That's a mother's prayer.
Okay, Mom, thanks for calling.
You're very sarcastic.
Mother, I'm doing my best now. You called me on the telephone. I tried to explain to you.
Don't hit me. I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry that I bothered you. And look, I hope I didn't make you feel bad.
Are you kidding? I feel awful.
Oh, honey, if I could believe that, I'd be the happiest mother in the world.
Oh, Mother, it's true. What do you think? I feel crummy.
But Arthur, honey, why don't you call me sweetheart? Look, you know, Arthur, I know that I nag you, you know. Listen, I'm a nagging mother. What are you going to do? No, I'm kidding. Honey, you know, you're my baby. And Arthur, you're the only baby I've got. And honey, no matter how old you get, when you get to be 80 years old, you're going to be my baby, you know? And when you don't call me sweetheart, I can't help it. I worry. So is that so hard to pick up a phone and call your mommy? Please, baby, please.
Yeah, well, I will, I promise.
You say it, and then
I promise.
Well, then you make your mommy so happy.
If mommy's happy, then he's happy. Okay,
right,
mommy.
And mommy wants to wish you lots of luck with your rocket.
Thank you, mommy.
And remember, Dad, I love you.
I love you too, mommy.
Goodbye, baby.
Goodbye, mommy. Nani, nuni, nani, nuni.
The formula for most of their routines was really pretty similar. Nichols and May took every opportunity to expose our flaws. In their routines, technology and psychology couldn't stand up against imperfect human emotions. In this classic telephone sketch, naive Mike again thinks he's in total control. But Elaine, the impersonal phone operator, slowly reduces him to comic helplessness and frustration. And listen closely to Elaine's phone operator voice. You might think it sounds a lot like Lily Tomlin's Laffin character, Ernestine. Here are Mike Nichols and Elaine May.
Information.
Operator, give me the number, please, of George Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, at 4411 Huguenot Walloon Drive.
That is George Kaplan.
Yes, that's right.
That is Kaplan.
Mm-hmm, yes.
That is K, as in knife. A, as in aardvark. P as in pneumonia. L as in luscious. A as in aardvark again. N as in Newell Post. Kaplan?
I think so, yes.
Just one moment. I will look that number up for you.
Right, thank you very much. Operator, if you could try to hurry a little bit.
I am looking the number up for you.
I don't mean to rush you at all. It's just that I'm terrifically late, and
That number is listed in your directory.
Operator, there is no directory here. I swear to God.
Will you please take a pencil and write the number down?
Yes, I promise I definitely will, yes.
That number is
Hello,
Fairfax
hello,
9.
Operator, hello,
Information,
hello,
information.
Operator, you collected my dime.
Information is a free service, sir. When you hang up, your dime will be returned to you.
Yeah, miss, listen, I know it's usually a free service. See, the thing is, in this case, I heard the dime, you know, hit all those other dimes. See, I know it's in there, and I wouldn't bother you about a dime, operator. In this case, miss, it's my last dime. I have no change. My car has broken down, and I'm an hour late for a very important appointment. So you can see that... Hello?
Information.
Oh, no. Miss, yes. Please return my dime.
Sir, I cannot return your dime to you until you hang up. And when you hang up, your dime will be returned to you.
No, it won't. Operator, listen to me. I know that sound. I've heard it all my life. That dime is in there.
Information cannot argue with a closed mind. No. Why don't you try hanging up?
Because... I can't take the chance. I'll lose the dime. I'll lose you. Look, miss, can I go over your head? Is there someone else I can speak to? A human?
You wish to speak to a human?
Yes.
About your alleged dime?
It's a real dime.
Just one moment. I will connect you with the information supervisor.
Oh, thank you very much. Hello, miss. Operator. Hello?
Information.
Listen, there's no chance that you would, say, jostle something with your elbow and just cut me off completely.
We do not work with our elbows, sir.
Come on.
Information supervisor, can I help you?
I sincerely hope so.
Yes, sir.
Just a minute ago, operator...
Supervisor. Information supervisor.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Just a minute ago, one of your girls inadvertently collected my last dime. And you see,
information doesn't charge a dime.
Yeah, no, look, miss, I've already
you
gone through...
When you hang up, you see, your dime will be returned to you.
The other girl and...
Information is a completely free service.
Not tonight! Now, miss, please try to understand what I'm saying to you. I'm speaking as one human being to another. Forget that you're an operator.
I'm a supervisor.
All right, fine. All right, supervisor. Bell Telephone has stolen my last dime. That's what it comes down to. You stole it. I put it in the telephone and you took it away. They have stolen
my dime. Bell Telephone doesn't need your dime.
I know. That's exactly my point.
Bell Telephone gets millions of dimes every day. They wouldn't pick out your dime to steal, you know.
They stole it. Damn it, they stole it.
I'm not going to sit here and argue with you.
Well, now, miss, look,
I mean, if you mean to sit there and tell me that you think that the Bell Telephone Company has stolen your dime...
That is what I've been telling you now for 20 minutes.
Then I'll be very happy to return your dime to you.
You will?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Not at all. What is your name and address?
Miss?
Yes?
You're going to send me a whole lot of stamps, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
I knew it. Look, I've received stamps from you people in the past, and it's a swell surprise. I need the dime now. Look, can I go over your head? Is there someone else I can speak to?
Well, I could connect you with the managing supervisor, Miss Jones.
Yes.
You wouldn't be able to help you either. If you run and give it a whirl.
Miss Jones, please. And please hurry.
Just hold the line.
Managing supervisor, Miss Jones, can I help you?
Oh, Miss Jones. I'm so glad I finally got a hold of you.
What is it, sir?
Miss Jones, this is my story.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh. Miss Jones, a long time ago, one of your operators inadvertently collected my last dime.
Oh, my God.
Yes. As I explained to her, I'm sorry, Miss Jones. I don't usually do this.
No, sir, you go ahead and cry.
Thank you.
No, Bell Telephone understands.
You're very kind.
No, you've lost your dime.
No, she took it, and I have to have it back.
Well, of course you do, sir. And Bell Telephone will be very happy to give you a free call for that dime.
Oh, Miss Jones.
Yes, sir.
If this is true, I'll never forget you as long as I live.
Well, it's true.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Miss Jones.
Our pleasure to serve you.
Thank you.
You just give me the number you're calling.
Miss Jones.
Yes, sir.
You're dealing here with an ass. You see, she took the dime before I ever got the number. Look, we'll forget it. I'll lose my job.
There's no need to take that attitude.
No?
Not at all. You can simply give me the name of the party you're calling. I can look that number up for you.
Grand. The name is George Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, is in Newell Post. Yes.
One moment.
Yes.
Hello, sir.
Yes, yes, Miss Jones.
I have that number for you.
Yes?
That number is Fairfax 91975.
1975. Tell me what to do.
Hold on to your receiver.
Right, check, right.
Until you hear the dial tone.
Wait for the dial tone.
Then dial your number,
sir.
Dial
as I ordinarily would.
You have a free call.
Thank you, Miss Jones. I'll never forget you.
This is a recording. You have dialed a wrong exchange.
A few years after their polished Broadway success in 1960, Mike and Elaine felt they had gone pretty much as far as they could with their act. They moved on. Mike became a director and also compiled an impressive list of stage credits. His very first film was Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, starring Liz Taylor and Richard Burton. Elaine May chose to write and direct, earning praise for her film, A New Leaf. She's also maintained an active acting career. They've occasionally reunited to perform a classic sketch, and even worked together on two films, The Birdcage and Primary Colors, with Elaine writing and Mike directing. You've been listening to comedy duo Mike Nichols and Elaine May today in Comedy College. I'm Steve Martin.
Comedy College is a production of Minnesota Public Radio, engineered by Jason Keeler. The executive producer is Garrison Keeler, and the producer is Tiffany Hansen. Today's host of Comedy College is Steve Martin.
Listen, you. Nobody here likes you.
I'm going to faint.
Are you listening to what I'm telling you?
Oh.
I don't come in here very often, and I want you to understand. You're one of the most disliked patients in this hospital,
Doctor,
and you've done it.
Doctor, I've been calling for you for about a week.
Now, I've had numerous complaints from the nurses. You're ringing the bell, you're asking for medicine, you're doing this, you're doing that. You know, we're not running the hospital only for you.
Doctor,
you know that,
don't you? I faint a lot.
Well, if you're fainting, then we'll take care of it in the morning when I come around teaching the interns.
Oh, dear.
But there's no reason to carry on and fuss like this. Make yourself a nuisance to the nurses. They have a great many people on their hands, you know.
The little thing fell and my foot is down on the floor now.
Now, you cannot treat people this way. For $150 a day, you know, that doesn't make you our boss.
It's so heavy in the cast.
We work for the hospital.
Well, can you just pick it up and put it on? It's weighing my whole body now.
I'm trying to help you, Mrs. Detsky, because if you don't change your attitude, you're going to be a very unhappy lady. These nurses don't have to come in and change the sheets, you know. They cannot do those things.
The sling broke.
It's a lot of work for them shoving you around that bed.
4 days ago, and it's just been laying on the floor.
Well, there's no talking to her.